Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. As always, we love hearing from you, as always. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, if you have questions about the longevity products, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll have Sabine Gideon on at the bottom of the hour, hopefully anyway. Sabine is a executive coach, leadership development consultant, and she's just written a book. We will talk about Empowered Purpose with Sabine Gideon. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start yourself a home-based business selling nutritional supplements and changing the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. 866-735-2470 is the phone number to call if you want to speak to a person, a real life human being, or if you just want to click on the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can be in business for yourself for a one-time fee. You can start a home-based business selling longevity products. We can help you build your business. It's an ideal time. The economic uncertainty and the health uncertainty that are going on in our world and our culture today makes this an ideal time to enter into the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and help folks understand how to use nutritional supplementation for good health and longevity. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number 844-236-6010, Sabine Gideon. Hopefully, we had a problem getting her on last time. Hopefully, she'll be on at the bottom of the hour. Her book, The Journey to Becoming. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about my favorite organ, everybody's favorite organ, it seems like anyway, with considering all the attention we give the skin. It is it's a favorite organ. We give the skin a lot more attention than we give the liver or the spleen or the intestine. We certainly spend a lot more money taking care of the skin. Of course, the skin is on the outside of the body, so we see it. Our friends see it. Our neighbors see it. And we can do a lot more for the skin because it's on the outside of the body. Nonetheless, because it's on the outside of the body, we are misled by economic interests, by business interests, into mishandling or mistreating the body's largest organ. And that has to do with the fact that we don't understand how the thing is put together. Ironically, it's on the outside of the body, and it's the only organ we can really see. But ironically, it is the most misunderstood of all the organs. And that makes sense, really, when you think about it, because it sure doesn't look like an organ. It sure doesn't look like there's a lot of stuff happening. If you just looked at your skin, you would think there was nothing happening. And indeed, there is actually a lot happening, even on the tippy-tippy-tippy-top surface. There's a lot happening. It's been said that this tippy-tippy-tippy-top surface, the stratum corneum, the hard layer, stratum means layer, corneum means hard, this hard layer, this surface, it's been said that it's dead. And while that's kind of sort of true, there's no living cells on the very tippy-top surface. There is a lot of action, a lot of biochemical action, and the appearance of the skin and the comfort of the skin, how comfortable the skin feels, is largely dependent on effective chemistry at that level. But if we don't understand it, we're not going to know what the heck to do. That is why almost all of us, when we have a problem with the skin, just rub something on the surface of it. And I mean, unless you've been studying the skin, even skincare professionals think that you just rub something on the surface of the skin and change it. This is even professionals who make their living out of understanding and treating people's skin. Or fall for this crazy idea that all you do is rub something on the surface. The fact of the matter is the surface is the end result of what's happening underneath, and that's kind of like a metaphor for the whole body. What we see or what we feel started way before in time as well as in location. When you have a heart problem, I was talking to somebody, what was I talking to him? I was on Coast to Coast a couple of nights ago. I was talking to somebody who said, oh, my wife, she was perfectly fine. I'm trying to think of what he said. She was perfectly fine, and then all of a sudden, she had atrial fibrillation, I think it was. Said, my wife, she's healthy, she's fine. And then all of a sudden, she was 62, and boom, she had atrial fibrillation. Well, this gentleman didn't understand, and, you know, he's not trained in how the body works. This is how we all think, is that the atrial fibrillation problem was building and building and building, and then it reached a critical mass, and it tipped over. It reached a tipping point, and then she noticed it. And that's kind of how everything happens in the body. Things build up slowly, 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 slowly. Things accumulate slowly, slowly, slowly. Cells degenerate slowly, slowly, slowly. Inflammation occurs slowly, slowly, slowly over the course of months, years, and decades. And we're fine, and then all of a sudden we're 60 and we're not fine. Now, because the skin turns over so fast and because it moves so fast, you don't have to be 60 before you start to notice these things. Sometimes babies notice it, or sometimes parents of babies notice it. The skin is moving faster than any part of the body. So you'll notice things on the skin first before you notice it in other places. The skin is kind of the canary in the coal mine, and a good skincare professional will be able to kind of assess what's happening inside the body by looking at the skin. If you have a skin problem, I'm not talking about just dry skin now. I'm talking about like severe lesions or blistering conditions or hardening conditions, really severe ones. And there's a lot of severe things that can happen to the skin. I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing you with 100% certainty. I can say this with 100% certainty. There is something going on inside the body that needs to be addressed. Skin problems are rarely skin problems. Things that show up on the skin are rarely, very rarely, once in a rare while, they can be caused by something topical, but 99.99% of the time they're happening inside. And why is that important? Well, for two reasons. Number one, because you can't do anything about it by just addressing your condition on the outside. I'll use a really horrible skin condition called hidradenitis suppurativa. You say, what the heck does that mean even? Hidradenitis suppurativa. It's an awful condition where you get these big pustule blister things in your sweat glands. It's painful. It's unattractive. People freak out when they have it. And they don't know what to do because it looks like it's a skin problem. But it's not. It's a digestive problem. And that is so important to understand. Most skin problems start off at the level of the digestive system. And I'll explain what I mean by that and why that's the case when I come back from break. But just know that if you work on your digestive system, almost all skin issues will at least begin to resolve. And to the extent that you work on your digestive system, that means eliminating problem foods, and that means supporting the health of the intestine, as well as the liver and the gallbladder and all the other digestive organs. That's really where you're going to find relief from your skin issues, whatever they may be, including hidradenitis suppurativa. All right. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Simone Gideon will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We will return on The Bright Side right after this.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. Sabine Gideon at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to you in this segment, 844-236-6010. And we'll get your calls in just a second.
Before we went to break, we were talking about the importance of the inside when it comes to the outside. I know you guys are all hip to this. I've been talking about this for years. If you're listening to this program, you totally understand that by the time you see a problem, that problem was percolating underneath the radar for sometimes for decades. But still, that's not common knowledge. And our medical model, and not just our medical model, our cosmetic model, our health model, really says that you can just address the symptom and be better off for it. And I'm not dismissing the importance of addressing symptoms because, you know, sometimes symptoms are uncomfortable. Sometimes in the case of the skin, they could be unattractive, at least psychologically unattractive. We think they're unattractive. So there's reasons why you want to use a topical moisturizer. There's reasons why you want to use a topical skin lightener. But if you really want to take care of the problem, whether it's skin lightening or whether it's acne or whether it's dry skin or whatever it is, you got to go inside the body. And there's so many strategies for doing this. There's so many nutritional strategies. Just something like glucosamine, just something like arthritis medicine can go a long way towards preventing things like turkey neck or fine lines and wrinkles or thinning skin. When's the last time you heard on this program, I talk about it all the time, using connective tissue building strategies internally, bone soup, glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, all of these strategies that are purportedly for building connective tissue in the joints work for building connective tissue in the skin. If you have a skin disease, work on the digestive system because that's how toxicity gets into the bloodstream. And skin diseases are, like all diseases, based in the bloodstream. All disease is cell disease. All cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, and that includes skin issues. And your typical or average skincare professional is not necessarily a nutritionist or even a biochemist. And they don't have to be a big-time nutritionist or biochemist, but they have to be a little-time biochemist or nutritionist if they're going to seriously be able to help you with your skin. And that is the missing link in skincare, in my opinion, is we don't see the skin as a fully-fledged member of the organ family of the body. We think it's somehow outside the body, and even though it is on the outside, it is integrated with the body, and as goes the health of the body, so goes the health of the skin. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about this relationship between the structure of the skin and the function of the skin. You got to understand, or you've got to be able to leverage at least, it helps understand it, but at the very least, you have to be able to leverage the structure if you're going to have good function. Healthy function depends on healthy structure, so we have to understand a little bit, at least, about how the whole thing is put together. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Sabine Gideon at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Comrade Kevin in Moscow. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I guess I'm pretty lucky. I've never had a skin problem. The only time I've had a skin problem, one the doctors were doping me up with pain pills.
What happened to your skin? What happened to the skin?
I would get pimples on my back of the shoulder.
That's very common. Pimples are a sign of toxicity, and a lot of times when you're on drugs, you start to break out. And the shoulders are, and the back, actually, the back and the shoulders and the top of the chest, you have a lot of lymphatic drainage there. And so it's not uncommon for those for people to break out when they're toxic, either from taking drugs or injecting drugs or drinking a lot of alcohol, for them to break out in that area. So that's not uncommon. But you can see the relationship between the two, right?
Absolutely. And I'm wondering, how did you like the vodka I sent you?
Very tasty. I still have it. I don't really drink a lot of vodka, but it was quite tasty.
Same with me. Same with me.
Yeah, a little tiny bit. Like a shot. I've probably done about 3 or 4 shots of it. Very interesting. Is it potato?
Probably wheat.
Okay,
the myth about potatoes is it's a myth. The best is made with wheat.
Okay.
The second thing I wanted to touch base with you was excellent guest, Dr. Brzezinski, the other day.
He is excellent, isn't he? I already sent him a couple of folks. Yeah, hopefully he'll come back on. They're picking on him. They are picking on him big. Speaking of picking on, did you hear about all this? I'm sure you heard about all the stuff with YouTube and the... Not that anybody...
That's what I was calling about.
You're not surprised, I'm sure. Nobody should get their...
I saw the handwriting on the wall. That's why we moved to Rumble.
Yeah, Yeah, I didn't even really care. And anybody who really understands how information manipulation, the manipulation of information works, knows that you don't get your information from Google and YouTube. Because it's all manipulated. And that's what's
really,
you know, but here's the thing, Kevin. That's what all this censorship stuff is doing. It's waking people up to the idea. All that censorship was happening all the time, but just not as dramatically. Things were always being censored, but just not as blatantly. Now it's waking people up to the idea that where you obtain your information from and how you obtain your information is just as important as the information that you get. So it's just waking people up is what it's doing.
Before, the people that get it always have. The other people, like my aunt and uncle and really my dad, they want to deny it, but I was at my aunt and uncle's house, and they're watching ABC and CNN. All of them lied to you.
Okay, they manipulate things. It's manipulative, and there's an agenda that's going on, and that's how information is. Information, by its very nature, is dishonest in the sense that you have to filter stuff out. You got to throw stuff out in order to get certain stuff transmitted. To inform, that implies that you're going to have to make some stuff information and other stuff noise. You're going to do that. And so we need to be critical thinkers. That's really the problem, is that we're not critical thinkers. We just take information like a fish going through water, with his mouth open, and whatever goes into his mouth, he eats. And that's how we obtain information usually. You have to be a critical thinker. And I believe that what's going on in the world today is waking up at least some people to the fact that they have to be very careful about their information, like they have to be very careful about their food. Information is a kind of abstract form of food. And when you're obtaining information, you're eating food. You're eating some kind of substance that is going to change your body. And you have to be very careful with your real food that you eat, and you have to be very careful with the information food that you eat. And I think what's going on in the world today is making us aware of the fact that we have to be more careful of the information that we're obtaining. Look for information that's empowering. If you listen to something and it inspires fear, it inspires angst, it makes you feel distressed in any way, stop listening to it. Listen to information that makes you feel smarter, that makes you feel better able to handle the world. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin.
They're very addicted to it, and people are proud of their diseases and what medicines they're on. You understand, I don't have TV. You know, I don't have cable TV.
You're smart. There's no need for TV.
I watch what I want, when I want, without commercials, okay? And in a way that, I'm pretty clever getting things done.
They call them TV programs for a reason. Because when you watch them, you're being programmed to think a certain thing. So just be really careful with the kind of information you obtain. I've got to wind this down here, Kevin. We've got our guest coming up. Be very careful the information that you obtain. Look for information that makes you feel more powerful, more able to handle your life. And that's why I love doing this program. I love having our guests on. Kevin, I got a bolt, man. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Sabine Gideon will be with us. Speaking of empowerment, Sabine Gideon will be with us in our next segment.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As the multi-trillion dollar infrastructure and spending bill packages head for a vote this week on Capitol Hill, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York gives MSNBC her point of view.
You know, I think the conversations that happen within the Progressive Caucus are very focused in how do we expand child care, health care, climate action, and restore power to working class people in the United States of America. That is what we talk about. I would say that we have been laser focused on this agenda and delivering for working class families across the country all year. We have two bills at present, one which covers, which underfunds most priorities across the board. So there are very few priorities that even get the full funding that they even need. And then there is the larger, what is known as the budget bill, reconciliation bill. That has the stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life. Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy. All of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, aka the reconciliation bill.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box and 11 years of daily archive programs. Lots of great health information. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com. as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and interviews and news posts, news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. The longevity products are available on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. We can help you build your business if that sounds interesting to you. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all available at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional. Formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including wound healing and prevention of post-surgical and post-traumatic scarring, eczema, dry skin, hyperpigmentation. All our True Skin Health products are made with just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them out at truthtreatments.com and take a look at our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. We've had her on before. She's very empowering. Speaking of empowerment, Sabine Gideon is an executive coach, a consultant, an author, speaker. She's got a podcast as well as a new book. I think it's a new book that came out, The Journey to Becoming. That's also the name of her podcast, The Journey to Becoming. Please welcome to the bright side, Sabine Gideon. Hello, Sabine. Good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning, Sabine. Nice to have you on. Sorry we had a little mix-up the last time, but you're here now, so I'm excited to talk to you. I read your book this weekend, The Journey to Becoming, and thank you so much for doing that. I love the practicality of it. Very easy to read. Tell me why your work is with women, especially, at least according to your bio. What is it about women? Why do you specialize with women and not just with everybody?
Well, that's a really great question, and thank you for asking. And thank you for reading the book. So, you know, in marketing, right, there's a lot that's said, you know, when you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one, right? So part of my niching down and focusing on women is a couple of things. One, I'm a woman, okay, and have experienced some things that, you know, I think that from a woman's perspective that I'm able to offer my clients a little bit more familiarity, at least coming from a place that I can understand what they're going through. So recently, you know, my focus has really been on helping women who are in the corporate space navigating their careers and not necessarily, you know, jumping from job to job, but being strategic in how they manage their careers. You know, there's this traditional mindset around put your head down, do your work, and, you know, someone will recognize you. And we know that that's not true. It's never been true. But yet that's the language or that's the narrative that women buy into, which results in them not being promoted as quickly or as frequently as their male counterparts, and which also results in stunted financial or, you know, income potential. So looking at the challenges, and to be honest, those challenges are true in entrepreneurship and corporate America. But sticking to the corporate America, realizing that, you know, in this space, especially coming off of 2020, where, you know, women felt the brunt of the weight of the pandemic from all of the roles that they had to take on. This year, as you're starting to see, you know, the great resignation, more and more women are standing up and saying, you know what, this is not okay. And they're starting to take control and ownership of their time, of their lives, of their livelihood. And so, you know, looking at what's happening in the market, you know, and also looking at a space that I'm deeply passionate about seeing women advance and come into their own and own their own leadership, I've chosen to focus in on that so that I can help support those who are, I guess, for lack of a better term, awakening to the truth of their power and their ability and their control over their lives and over their careers.
But everything you talk about is applicable to everybody. I mean, when I read the book, I didn't find it, like, specifically for women. I found that the ideas and the strategies that you're talking about are applicable to everyone. And forgive my naivete, but is it still a problem? gender differences in terms of equality and in terms of job descriptions? Is it still a problem in the market, in the workplace?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I mean, you look at the wage gap, it's still like 80 cents for women compared to their male counterparts, but that's really 80 cents for Caucasian women. When you start to break down the demographics by ethnicity, it's even lower. And again, a lot of that is you know, some of that ownership is institutional, but some of it is on us as women, you know, being afraid to ask, thinking that, you know, there would be a negative perception in us asking for, you know, a counter offer, or when it comes time for a promotion and we're ready for a promotion, asking those questions and building, and not just asking, you know, for the money piece, but really building in a network of supporters, of individuals within an organization who are also advocating for you to rise up or to move into the next role or the next level of your career.
Talk a little bit about how these ideas can apply to people who are not in a workplace, like a traditional workplace, like a corporation, but who are either just moms, like the leader of their home in a way, or perhaps doing network marketing, or who are somehow working for themselves or doing entrepreneurial kinds of things. How can they use some of these ideas?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So the way that I frame this, right, it's information or it's strategies that you can use as an entrepreneur or as a corporate individual. You know, there's that saying that your network equals your net worth, right? And so there is power in being strategic and being intentional of building, you know, multiple layers of influence around you. Right. So, you know, initially we call it like your personal board of directors. So it's the individuals that you can go to for career advice. It's the person that your coach can be part of your board of directors, a mentor, maybe someone who, you know, is in business, who's further along than you can be that, you know, for a stay at home mom. You know, if there is a mom of the PTA or someone in a leadership capacity, they can serve as that. Then once we get out of that, like, smaller sphere of our trusted contacts or trusted board of directors, then we expand it out. Okay, well, who are they connected to? And how can I leverage those relationships to partner with them on bigger things? So you start to think of like a web almost, if you can imagine a web of being strategic when it comes time for us to, you know, move forward in a different capacity.
I love that idea, that whole idea of strategy and living your life strategically in addition to tactically. So we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, the coolest chapter I thought in the book was the idea of transformational pressure. And I think that's really applicable to what's going on in the world today, whether you're in business or not. Sabine, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Sabine Gideon is with us. Her book, Transform, The Journey to Becoming. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more Sabine right after this.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sabine Gideon, her book, The Journey to Becoming. She has a podcast by the same name, The Journey to Becoming. So, Sabine, in the book, my personal favorite chapter was Transformational Pressure. I love the idea of transformation. And it seems like in this crazy world we're living in, we're going through a lot of transformational pressure. There's an opportunity here. Can you talk a little bit about how understanding your book and using some of the tools in the book can help us deal with what's going on in the world today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the process that you're referring to, you know, throughout the book I talk about the process of the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. And,
love it.
You know, through each phase of this, I share, you know, a personal story of how I've encountered that. And so I talk about the caterpillar entering into the quote-unquote transformation chamber. And that's the place where, you know, the caterpillar is in this place of familiarity, comfort, eating, doing nothing, right? Like life is seemingly good.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of led into this place away from what's familiar, away from what's comfortable, into the state in which, you know, it's time for it to transform.
And it's destroyed, though. It's destroyed.
It is.
It's completely destroyed. It's pulverized. There's nothing left of it.
Exactly. And so if you look at our process as transformation, that's usually what happens to us. Whenever there's like some unexpected challenge, so I'll use 2020 because it's still recent and in our heads, and to an extent 2021 too. But you know, we were in our comfortable bubbles, like living life.
It was so nice.
All of the things.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, something tragic happened, right? And we were now placed in this state of complete loss of control, complete
chaos.
Destruction in many ways too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you look at it holistically, the entire world went into a transformation chamber last year. Now, some of us have come out and we did the work and we have our wings. But some people, because of the fear and because of the anxiety and because of the worry and all of the unknown and everything else, right? Some of us stayed in there a little longer. And then some people, as we saw, unfortunately, you know, the pressure was too much for them. You know, suicide rates,
crime,
everything. Huge, or it has still been huge. So when you look at our lives, right, our lives are meant to evolve. We are not meant to be stagnant people as much as, you know, there, especially here in the U.S., there's this promise of, you know, the American dream in which you, you know, kind of like get a job, get a house, have some kids, and, you know, you create stability. In actuality, you can do that, but as a human, there has to be growth. Nature is a great reflection of that, right? Like, there are seasons. We all go through seasons. And so being aware of those moments of, like, when it is chaos or when it is crisis that, you know, we tend to look at, oh, my gosh, woe is me. What's happening? I'm losing control. But shifting your perspective to say, okay, this is an opportunity for something to change. Like, parts of me are going to have to die off so that new parts of me can be rebuilt. And then I can, you know, move forward in that, in whatever next version of me, you know, will evolve from this.
Talk to us a little bit about where creativity and imagination come into this. And do you think that creativity is actually the antithesis of comfort and that discomfort and creativity go hand in hand? To those questions, how creativity and imagination fit into this transformational process, and is creativity inherently going to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, I absolutely think it is. It's funny, I've never incorporated or thought about the creativity aspect. I'm always like, well, growth, right? Everyone wants to grow. Everyone wants to be better, but they don't want to go through the discomfort. Yeah. I do think creativity is the same. You know, again, I'll fall back on last year, or even any time that we've had a major crisis in the country, right? Think about the innovation that has come through. Back in 2008, 2009, right, with the financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Here came Uber. Here came Lyft.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Think
That's
about, right. like,
iPhones.
The different Airbnb. Like, think about how these crises have created these opportunities for people to stop, right, and realize the reality of their current environment is not okay, and then come up with these amazing ideas and amazing concepts that completely shift the game. So I'm actually curious to see, you know, what is coming out of this, this crisis.
What do you think?
Well, we're already seeing women are starting businesses at, like, an enormous rapid rate. Technology, right, especially for those who are really into, like, the environmental space and clean air and whatnot, like, that has been a huge focus coming out of this. You know, I healthcare, I would imagine that there's going to be some major shift in healthcare.
Downsizing?
For the workers.
Go ahead. Do you think we're going to be downsizing?
I don't know. I don't know if it'll be downsizing, but I can't imagine that because the healthcare system, the light was shown of how, you know, unstable it is, or maybe unstable isn't the right word, but where it needs improvement.
Right.
Then you look at the healthcare workers, you know, they have been feeling this for now a year and a half. So imagine what creativity is coming through for them of how they can make their job easier, how they can support patients a lot better. You know, what medical technology. I mean, look at the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
The vaccine didn't exist. Well, you know, this version that they're putting out here, you know, 2 years ago. So I do think that there are pockets of where we'll see that creativity coming through as a result of this crisis and this discomfort that we've all been experiencing.
How does courage fit into the picture?
Yeah, it's the foundation. You know, when we as human beings, the one thing that we hate to be is out of control, or better yet, we're not in control, but we hate the realization that we're not in control.
Yeah.
And we fear the unknown like no one's
business. That's the only fear, and really, that's the only fear at the end of the day is the fear of the unknown. Everything's built on that.
And exactly. So it takes courage to say, you know what? I am fearful because I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm still moving forward anyways.
Yeah.
You know, people often mistake courage for the absence of fear. No, courage is having the fear, feeling the fear, facing it, and moving forward anyways. And so I do think that, you know, for those who are pushing forward, for those who have faced, you know, adversities, whether it was, you know, the pandemic or prior to that, anytime that you are looking to move forward in any capacity or up-level any capacity, it is going to force you to exercise some courage just to take that first step or just to take that leap to get to, you know, whatever that next level is for you.
In your opinion, where does spirituality fit into all of this?
Oh, another foundation, at least for me. You know, I would not be here. You read the book. I would not be here if it weren't, you know, me tapping into my spirituality and even, you know, to this day and continuing to do the work that I do, you know, having a purpose, having a why, having something that anchors you into something that is bigger than yourself is motivating and it's encouraging, especially in those times where you want to give up, when things aren't working right. It inspires you to look through, you know, look through a different lens, to see people differently. And, you know, regardless of what your, I guess, your religious belief is or non-religious belief, you know, at the core, we all have something in us that is there to provide answers, to provide insight, to provide comfort. When we need it, it's just a matter of tapping into it.
I was about to ask you, how do you tap into that? For people who are completely oblivious to the spiritual side of things, how do you do that tapping in?
Yeah, I think that varies for different people. I mean, my initial tap in was,
you got tapped.
I hit rock bottom.
Basically. You didn't tap in, you got tapped.
Right. I was crying for just a glimmer of light. But today what I do to tap into it is part of like my daily routine. You know, I start my day in prayer. I start my day journaling. You know, I try to meditate, but I gotta be honest, the way my brain works, there are always thoughts that I can't be quiet. I take walks, right? Just listening. What's happening? You know, sometimes I've had situations where, you know, I just kind of thought about something and I asked a question and someone calls me out the blue and they're like, hey,
wow,
I was thinking about you. And, you know, here's dot, dot, dot. It's a matter of really, I don't know, I think we've gotten away from learning how to trust ourselves for so many different reasons. There's a lot of noise out there. But learning to trust yourself is the biggest gift that
you can
give to yourself.
Sabine, we have so much more to talk about, but we're just out of time. I appreciate you coming on The Bright Side. Book is Transform, The Journey to Becoming by Sabine Gideon. She also has a podcast, The Journey to Becoming. Her website is sabinegideon.com, and that's S-A-B-I-N-E-G-E-D-E-O-N. Thanks, Sabine, for being on The Bright Side. Would you hold on just a moment? I just want to say goodbye to you off air.
Sure.
Thank you, Sabine, so much
for having me.
Thank you. Sabine Gideon, that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.